Now that the repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act is halfway through Congress, there are many questions to be answered about the local impact and what that means to us. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who was part of this historic vote, which was approved by only 4 votes. Congresswoman Dingell, welcome, and I'm assuming we can put you in the no column of that vote?
Hello, Lisa. Yes, it was. I was a no. And by the way, it really was just 2 votes. 2 votes would have defeated the bill.
Okay. We've got that cleared up. How concerned about this are you?
I'm very concerned because of the impact that this could have on some of the most vulnerable in our state and in our community. It rips health insurance away from 24 million Americans. I'm very concerned about what it could do with for people or to people that have pre-existing conditions, and that health care could become so expensive that they're not going to be able to afford it. Seniors, I don't like to use somebody in their 50s is not a senior, but it would people that are between 50 and 64 would pay 5 times what others would have to pay for their premiums. It has the potential to hurt a lot of people I care about.
From what I've heard, there were no hearings or budget projections on this. How unusual is it to go ahead and approve something without that?
They moved very quickly. It is very unusual. People are using quotes from Speaker Ryan saying a number of years ago that we should never proceed the way that we had done this. I do try to when there's a bill is this controversial, this important, this impacting people, to read the bill. There was no legislative language or report connected with it. It got posted online. I did not see the post online until this morning. There's not a score. So we don't know what the impact of this will be, and we do know that the bill got worse with the Upton Amendment.
Everyone seems to agree that some tweaks are necessary to the Affordable Health Care Act, but others are saying and calling it a collapsing law. How much work do you think it really needs?
You know, they're very clear. I've said the Affordable Care Act is not perfect. There is clearly a group of people that have been caught and are paying higher premiums and having higher deductibles. We need to fix those. We need to fix the small business tax issue, and we need to fix the Cadillac tax issue. But to turn a bill upside down, to endanger and to cause fear and panic among the most vulnerable, the sickest, the poorest, older Americans, that's not the right approach.
I spoke to someone from the Washtenaw County Health Plan who said that the number of uninsured was cut in half under Obamacare and now is concerned that thousands will lose their health care insurance if this continues in this form through the U.S. Senate.
Healthy Michigan, which was championed by Governor Snyder, reduced the uninsured in Michigan by 50%. And the way that the bill is passed, that passed the House, it would no longer exist after 2019. That's a very terrifying fact. So I am concerned. The governor was very clear in his letter to every member of the Michigan delegation that the bill we supported, that the bill that was voted on was not one that he could support.
I'm speaking with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. I read a lot about what you write and the sentiments and concerns you seem to have for your constituents. And then as I read about what's happening with the Affordable Care Act and proposed changes, it seems to be a lot along party lines, some calling this a Republican victory over a Democratic plan. Should that be the goal, a party victory, or should this be what's best for health care coverage for the American people?
Well, if you saw on my post this morning, I just don't think of this. It just should not be a partisan war between Republicans and Democrats. This is real people's lives. You know, I am a caregiver. I don't talk about it that often with people, but it's been hitting me more and more. I go to the hospital. I go to the doctor more than many do because John needs medical attention. I'm talking to people every single time, and the more I'm going to the doctor lately, people are coming up to me in tears, crying, scared. What is going to happen to me? We can't make this a partisan fight. We have to solve the problem. If somebody's sick in this country, they need to be able to go to a doctor and be able to afford their medicine, period. That's what it is for me.
Republicans say that this new plan that was approved by the House would increase competition, lower costs, and return power to the states and to individuals. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. First of all, they're cutting the dollars. That's one of the reasons why our Republican governor was opposed to this plan. Healthy Michigan is an example of what the Affordable Care allowed the states to do. But by the way, it also required essential services so that the states would have to provide a package of things that include prescription drugs, hospitalization, office visits, mental health, OBGYN services. That essential services was stripped out of this bill. I think that that's part of what every American should be able to have access to, preventative care, which, by the way, reduces health care costs overall.
The main thing we're hearing a lot about, too, is people with pre-existing conditions would lose the coverage they're getting right now. Any chance that would change before it gets through the U.S. Senate?
I think it's going to be one of the most important things we're going to hear people talk about, because there are so many Americans that have pre-existing conditions. And, you know, pre-existing condition is a wide range of things, from diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, more serious diseases. And the fact of the matter is that the way that this bill is written, it could very significantly increase the cost of premiums to millions of Americans across the country and make it unaffordable to many. And I do think I think it's important people make their voices heard, and I hope it will be addressed in the Senate. So what we pass is never a reality for people who need to be able to go to the doctor when they need to.
How busy will you be? How active will you be in trying to make this change? And how optimistic are you that eventually the U.S. Congress will approve a health care bill that is workable and advantageous for all Americans?
I think what depresses me about today is that we're going to keep marching forward of trying to repeal instead of people working together to fix the problems that need to be fixed. I'm never going to stop working for this. This is my passion. It's what I've spent my lifetime working on in various ways. And the number one issue for me is that if you're an American, you should be able to have access to affordable, quality health care. This is what I will keep fighting for.
U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU, and best of luck.
Thank you.